This is Outside the Box, where creative ideas ain't always a good thing. Today's topic is the downside of outside. Yeah, I've been a pest for several years telling anyone who will listen, like you, that it's a good thing to be outside the box in your thinking. But being outside the box isn't automatically a good thing, or doesn't make us especially virtuous. Whoever invented waterboarding, the thumbscrew, and other forms of torture were likely proud of their outside-the-box thinking. I'll bet the creators of drone aircraft were impressed with their ability to put a technological dream into reality. The Manhattan Project members that came up with the atomic bomb exhibited a lot of outside-the-box thinking. Unique and creative thinking can take us in different directions, not all of which makes the world a better place, in my opinion. Describing groups of humans as savages or monkeys may be outside the box, but the result is genocide, not life-affirming. Creative thinking doesn't always equate with good thinking. Then there's the outside-the-box thinking that soon becomes inside the box. Lots of people try to demonstrate how different they are in the name of being so-called cool or special. Here's a bumper sticker with some truth to it, quote, "The trouble with you nonconformists is that you're all alike," end quote. Being truly outside the box means you'll never be cool. Just an odd duck, weird, nutty. You get the idea. Whoever were the first few people to wear their pants down by their knees and show off their boxer shorts could be described, I suppose, as outside-the-box thinking. But the herd mentality took over, and they all quickly became foolish fashion faddists. That was conforming in the name of nonconforming. Outside-the-box thinking is especially hard to maintain when it comes to dress and appearance. No matter how dorky or goofy people dress or look, others will imitate them. But real outside-the-box thinking has revolutionized the world. If Galileo hadn't had the courage to say the Earth wasn't the center of the universe, we might still be living with a lot of bad science. Thinking outside the box is how change happens, so let's embrace it, not fear it. Being an outside-the-box thinker and actor has to be genuine and original, not something to be forced or done through imitation. I can question authority, but it's phony if I don't accept that authority when I think it's legitimate. If outside-the-box thinking comes naturally, I think it's because some people have learned to habitually stretch their minds to see the world differently from the way most of us do. It's a constant struggle to see through the so-called normal to what's different, unique, or earth-changing. But it's a habit worth getting into. I like to think I can take the road less traveled or even untraveled. Do you? But if I get obsessed with trying to be different, then it gets in the way of who I really am and ought to be. Are you an outside-the-box thinker? When are you, and when aren't you? I'm Larry Danziger, knowing I'll never be cool. But so what?